about three thieves that I know. One of them is a man named Emmanuel Ninger. The year is 1887. The scene is a neighborhood grocery store. And he's in there buying some turnip greens. And he gives the clerk a $20 bill. And the clerk's hands are wet as a result of wrapping the turnip greens in a piece of paper. And when she takes that $20 bill, she looks down and something's wrong. Some of the ink is coming off on her hands. And she looks at Emmanuel Ninger, a friend, a neighbor, a man had been trading with them for years. She's puzzled. Can this be a counterfeit $20 bill from Emmanuel Ninger? And she quickly put it out of her mind. No, Mr. Ninger would never do a thing like that. So she put it in the drawer and gave him his change. But when it left, she took that $20 bill out. I mean, $20 in 1887 was a powerful lot of money. And so she looked at it again, and she decided that's too much money to gamble with, so she got in touch with the police.